1, 2, 3, 4.
Any would you rathers?
Do I?
Just start?
You want to start with the would you
rather? Well, to start with was the... Because I like the segment.
Well, what
I like the segment better. I like the would you rather segment better than the Moxie Minute. As much as Moxie is a staple in the Rhode Island.
That's my brainchild.
And Breck's Fetish Corner?
So I like the Would You Rather better than the Fetish Corner because it, you know, it ran out of steam after like week three.
Yeah.
It's tough to keep going. Hey, you know what? You know what? This is how I'm looking at it. I'm patting the back. You know what? We're small and it gives us the chance to experiment with things.
Absolutely.
And sometimes those things don't work out.
That's what I tell the ladies.
Yes.
that was good.
Before,
it was actually very
Rudy,
good.
Thank you.
Deserve more than that.
Actually, keep talking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
Go ahead.
Do you have a dog?
Do I have a dog?
Yeah.
Here?
No, it's just some lady that he ties up.
No.
No, here I do
not
have
a dog.
You don't
have a dog?
No.
It must just been your sister in the window then.
100%.
I thought you were talking about that big shit in the yard.
What the fuck was that?
You can...
I can't do it.
Do what?
In GTA, I'm not out.
Of the closet?
No, he's the gang leader of the Rage and Flamers.
I can't.
13 butts.
Fair.
In a row.
That's fine.
That's not true.
God,
oh, thank God.
God love you.
God blesses it.
God love you.
No, dude. I've been meaning to talk
to
you.
But I'd argue.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know.
Okay, so there was this kid, Chris.
Go for it.
In my high school, and he was a grade below me. And you know those kids that are really desperate
barely even
for.
Know him.
Pause.
Oh, hold up.
Got him, dude.
Oh, you just said that.
And so,
yeah,
there's this kid, and you know those kids that are like really desperate for friends that they'll just start doing like weird shit, for you, Pat.
I used to eat ten cookies in a row.
They would perform things, or they're like,
well,
because I know the people that are like say whatever.
I used to walk to school.
I did
my house was like a mile from my high school, so I would walk there.
Nice.
Not a big deal. 10 minutes.
Small potatoes.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
NBD.
NBD.
But it was like one hill.
It was uphill both ways.
Forget about it.
It was uphill
snowed
both
all
ways.
Year round. Yeah.
I was
uphill both
when you
ways.
When you were 13, I was 9. And that's whatever.
Not a big deal.
But I was walking to school one day.
Older than me.
And this kid, Chris, picked me up. And he was like, hey, man, you want to ride? And like,
wait.
Oh, did you ask him for a
car? I was going to be like, when he said picked you up,
he just
rifled you down
when
the street?
Said, like, yeah, when he said nine, I thought, like, picked up physically.
Well, he
was
like,
what's up, little bracket baby girl?
What's up, little mama? Hey, you like Pitbull?
Mr. 305.
Mr. 305. Like the roof on
Mr. Worldwide 305. And I didn't really know him.
Did you boogie, woogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire?
Yes.
I got that out pretty good.
It was pretty good.
And
you didn't know him?
I didn't really know him.
Yeah.
And so I was it's kind
of
weird, but
stranger
I was like,
danger.
Nah, man. Yeah, I'm a big
prime.
I don't want anything from
danger.
You because I don't want to have to give it back to
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yes.
So I'm like, he's like, nah, man, get
you don't
want to
repay a favor.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm like,
especially
all right.
A car ride.
So I get
Absolutely.
In, and we talk, whatever. And it comes out maybe like a couple months later, this kid puts out a song. About him, about this kid that gave me a ride to school.
Okay. Oh.
And it was
a separate person made a song about the man who offered you a ride.
No, he gave me a ride.
No, when I'm asking for context, someone else made a song.
Yes.
Dedicated or about the man that offered you a ride.
Did it go like this? Did it go, he fucked me in the butt.
It's just for Uncle
from
Chris,
behind.
Just for
he
clarification.
He bent me over backwards and in my. Fuck.
Right. Was it something like that?
Nope.
Was it outing the man that offered you a ride?
It was better.
Something nefarious?
Sorry.
A little bit.
I see.
So this kid had texted a lady.
Hot.
Something.
Nice.
Okay.
Right. And so this kid put out a song.
So that's good news for you.
Spicy, dude. It was AI back in like 2015. But it's this girl going, femdom. I will femdom you. Femdom.
It sang it.
Femdom.
Is, What's the money one?
Sorry, that was just
Findom.
That was just a moment of his
financial domination.
Pay pigs.
So this kid had offered another girl in his grade, like, I will pay you to like send me like not even crazy pictures, and she was like, no.
Dude, if they were 18,
so he was
that'd
asking
be really
for
hot.
Something specific. Like, he was like 2015.
Big I forget there, exactly what it was, though. And so this kid made a song, an AI
old,
song,
this
about
15.
This kid wanting to pay women.
Oh.
Could drive. It was fun.
Damn.
That's
no, it's something. No, there's something to like, especially turn of the century, but like 2014, 2015, like the viral shit that was kind of local.
2006, 2007.
Oh, no shit. That's when that moment happened, 2006, 2007.
Yeah,
or was
six.
It,
06,
you said it was like, oh, okay.
06, 07.
That song happened 06, 07.
06, 07.
Oh, fair. Okay.
369, 67. Damn, so thing's fine.
Get out of here.
Get low.
I mean, especially like that early on, it's like guys have like a, it's the ego thing yet again, where it's like guys are blinded by ego. They do dumb shit because of an ego.
You know what? I'll say this too.
It's because the ego.
Oh,
is
and
that,
also
okay.
Sex drive.
So
that's
this
all
kid
I have.
That made that song
I mean,
about this other kid, financial domination song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He fucking. So I was walking down
they're
the street at like
rap.
7 p.m.
So many O's.
In what the fuck are you?
Oh god. I'm here for
they
it.
They finally want to listen to us.
Yeah, right. The fuck?
We've only been fucking mumbling to each other.
You
want
to switch seats?
I'll be honest with you.
How about
we
switch seats?
We had some bangers over here in the little corner.
How about we switch seats? I feel like I'm too close to Breck. I feel like we're our wavelengths are a little too close. We're having too much of our own conversation.
Oh, okay.
You want a little?
You're saying if we do a little
Chinese fire drill?
You know what I mean?
We do a little Chinese fire drill.
If I like, you know. Can I switch seats with you, Rudy? Is that too much?
No, please.
Because then I can kind of...
By all
honestly,
means,
the
I'll
guest can
you.
Sit wherever the guest is most comfortable.
Yeah. Fuck it, right? This is not going to be a Chinese fire drill during Rudy Tuesday.
Is this
Let's
racist?
Do it. All right. Come on.
No,
go,
there's
Jack.
Nothing racist
he's just
about
gotta
Chinese
hand me,
fire
he's just got to hand me my beer.
Oh,
if I
no,
need it.
I'll
no.
never do that.
Right. Chinese fire drill is
no,
not
you
racist.
You don't have to stand up to do
that's
so,
just,
Rudy.
That's just
the...
what it's called. I don't make the rules. I just live by them. You know what I'm saying?
Why is this...
That's the thing. Well, I'm just talking about dynamic.
I assume that's
you know,
his.
You're Jay. Right. You're Rudy. Rudy. Breck, you're right to yell at Rudy. You know?
I don't think that's true.
Because there was a lot of side conversations. We were talking about music last episode.
Oh, is this what it's like on
you know,
this side of the garage?
Oh, it's isn't nice. It it's nice and warm.
It is warm.
You see how I'm kind of out of the circle?
That
yeah,
might fall
you are.
Asleep.
You're like,
if I pull too forward,
I get it. It's fine. We'll figure it out in post.
I think there. I think
will we?
You'll
will
figure.
We figure as, that out in both?
As an organization, yes.
Yes.
We'll get our best people on
we're a cohesive unit.
Maybe
we'll
I have to
best
be the furthest away from the cute boy.
We'll get our
no,
best
you,
people
you're
on.
Good
do, you,
with,
do you want to switch seats with me?
Well, no.
No,
that's
exactly
not
what it
now.
Was.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
No.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
All right, no one fell for it. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I,
be a fun
I hate
thing.
Your feet being so close to the equipment.
No, it's like this every week.
Yeah,
yes, and I wonder why you had issues last week.
Had nothing to do with me.
Had nothing, no,
nothing
to do
with nothing to do with your foot being so
me.
Close.
Had
to
had
XLR
the least
cable.
Amount of blood on his hands, but
nothing to do with these
nothing
little...
to do interfering with an XLR cable, and as to why Rudy did, his mic did not work.
No, I
he
picked up
he picked
I picked
up
the
wrong
mic.
Oh, that might
the one that wasn't connected.
He picked up
see
the.
How these have tape on them now, and I wrote our names.
We can't.
Dolphins make that mistake again.
Chance not.
I think.
Fuck. It's already.
It's gone.
Oh,
mine's
God,
gone. Yeah. Mine's gone. Mine's
I got a Sharpie
gone.
In my car. I got a Sharpie
oh, thank
in my
God.
Car.
Folks, you didn't put tape on mine for a reason.
That's well, that's
you're
the guest one.
Guest.
That's the guest one.
That's why you have the shortest mic
but
cable.
But I think even like nerds, so even like the guy that's like, no, we're talking about topic. I was sticking to it. In that, there's some kids growing up that
you're
were like
doing it.
Almost. Yeah, I know. Fuck.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Fuck.
They're still together. What do you fools want to talk about?
They just want to talk to themselves, I guess.
Hey, we had some, so we had some banger moments
holy
that you guys
shit.
Missed because you were talking
give
about
you my phone.
Holy shit, dude!
Oh. Wait. I didn't pocket your phone.
That
no.
hurt.
Is your fucking.
Hurt.
Is it on the ground?
I thought you were
just... Who am I?
Well, no, because we both pointed. And I was just like, "That's crazy." We both pointed. That's all
bro.
I said.
I know. But then we went. All
right, fine. We'll talk about dumber shit. You guys can't have an argument about fast food. when the fucking establishment doesn't have a drive-thru.
Wait, what?
Five Guys is out of the question. Subway is out of the question. Jersey Mike is out of the question. The establishment must have a drive-through for it to be fast food. Okay.
Some Subways
so have fast food. So KFC has a drive-through. That's considered fast food.
Some Subways have a drive-through.
Where? In Massachusetts?
I don't know, but
in Rhode Island?
No, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, liquor stores have drive-throughs too.
Where is
a fucking fast food joint?
I put it up against the cooler. That's so embarrassing. Anyone message me? No. Yeah, a lot of people. Let's see. Mom said, "You safe?" 42 minutes ago. This should be a fun text.
All good, mama.
All good,
mama. No, dude, when I was driving over here, to be fair, not to cut any of you off, please. Jay, shut the fuck! So, there was like a 9-car like collision
Whoa.
On the highway. It was crazy.
You caused that?
Yeah.
Sick.
What did That's why she's
what
texting
did
you.
Text
she heard about it on the
My
news?
Mom texted me an hour ago,
Go on,
you safe?
Question mark.
I'm going to say no. Legs broken.
Dude.
Can't walk.
The night before Thanksgiving is a very serious time for parents. You
I'm
don't understand
the turkey.
What you're doing.
It's that New Year's
this
Eve.
Year.
New Year's yes. Eve scares the shit out of parents.
Dude, nah, the other day, I think last week, my dad told me, he was like, this is what he hit me with when I was leaving the house. He goes, hey, be careful. It's cold outside.
The most minimal amount of care. No, I've heard
he was dead serious. He was like, cold outside. Be careful.
Any advice your father gives you now in life is just empty.
Yeah. Yeah. He's giving you all the good
You've served your country.
No, but what
so
if
it's
his
like
dad...
your father going, hey, be careful. It's cold outside. Fuck you.
But what if his dad came up to him and was like, listen, you might think religion is the answer. It's not. You don't have to look outwardly, it's inwardly. And I'm not saying that you're not perfect. I'm saying that being perfect is a lifelong battle, and I love you. And then he shoots himself in the mouth.
I thought you were going to be like, but be careful, it's cold outside.
Yeah, I like that one better.
No, then he kills himself. You know what the worst... You know what, Rudy?
What?
Here's my argument against working harder than you.
You claim to work harder than Rudy does?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
How many jobs have you been fired from?
Yep. How many toilets do you clean a day?
What time did you wake up this morning?
9.
Okay. I woke up at 4.
I woke up at 4:30.
That right there. A couple points.
I went to work at 6, and I got home at 6
the
o'clock.
The reason you... He showed up last.
He beat me.
Folks.
There was traffic, and there was a collision.
And I'm still having fun!
Folks, he wakes up at 9 o'clock... In the morning.
In Breck's defense.
And he is the last to show up.
He does work a 9-hour day and he gets out the latest.
If I have a side job after work, I will show up in my work
clothes. I do work 9 hours.
Those are his work clothes.
I worked 12 hours today.
He's a janitor.
And yesterday. And all next week I will have to do that.
His work clothes whatever.
One could argue
you.
If he's doing
I didn't
nights.
Want to do this.
How many toilets do you clean?
This is how every domestic dispute starts.
How many toilets do you
clean a day?
Clean.
One, two,
this is just a janitor podcast now.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14
a janitor in my life.
13, 14, 14 toilets.
How many of them are used by adults?
None of them.
2.
So you have 2 adult toilets?
2 adult toilets.
I have 6
are
adult
you...
toilets. I have to change tampons.
He's claiming.
Do you know how many?
Are
claiming.
You telling me?
Yes.
That adult toilets are easier, harder
Preach.
Than children toilets.
Preach.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This guy's a...
Do you know how much shit ends up on a child toilet? It's all shit, Breck.
Uncle Chris.
It's all shit.
Uncle Chris, this guy's a jabroni.
Okay, they literally go, what's that?
This guy's a jabroni.
Oh, it's coming out of
yeah.
me.
Children
oh, it's
are,
shit.
Children are clean.
I'm going to wipe it on the fucking stall door.
Elementary school kids are clean. Yeah, sure.
They're animals.
Your nephew is friends with this kid. That's what's concerning
Which one?
Uncle Chris. And yeah, the other guy too. Uncle Chris, your nephew is friends with 2 janitors. That's the problem.
Yeah, that just makes me look.
I just got so mad.
I'm just so mad.
I feel for you.
Oh.
King.
The only thing I will say in Breck's defense.
We never get to do that.
Why are you defending
in
me?
In Breck's defense
shit?
Is that kids.
I don't get that.
kids do stupid things like that,
yeah.
but they shit a kid amount.
No.
No.
A lot of kids
I've seen a
shit-
sixth grade, dude. Life-changing. I've seen a loaf of bread size shit.
Yeah, dude.
That in sixth grade, a kid right. life-changed. Kid.
That's dude. How big a
sixth
kid
grade,
is.
Science yeah. class, never forget it. Kid came dude. In. Maybe it was seventh grade.
Wait,
kid
wait,
came
wait,
into
wait,
the
wait,
class.
What grade?
Sixth or seventh grade?
Six.
Six, seven.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thanks.
I want
came
the
into
six,
the class,
seven jokes to be
kid
over.
Kid came into the class, looked like he
count.
Just found gold, right? That look in his face.
Won't happen.
Look, you know?
Won't,
look,
won't
he goes,
happen.
Dude, go to the bathroom. Handicap stall. You got to see this shit, right?
Mm.
It was before censors, folks. So you could still enjoy it, right? So literally, droves of boys from sixth grade or seventh grade, six, mm. seven. Ha, ha, ha. Goes to the bathroom, literally like droves to see what
Wait,
would look like
it.
A loaf
Wait,
of bread in the toilet. So that means a middle school kid.
Yeah.
Asshole stretch to let this thing go out, right? You know? What I'm saying is a child can have a human, a grown man shit.
For, I got, sure, for sure. But
I did a super flush in elementary school.
Get, say what you're going to say.
I destroyed plumbing.
Well, I got okay. one for you.
Well, what I'm going to say is that. Is that that's one kid
uh-huh.
out of a bunch having an adult mm-hmm. sized Duke?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to
what if
for me.
What if the warehouse?
So wrong.
What if the warehouse goes out one night and now you got six alcohol fueled shits blowing up a toilet?
True.
Those are some rough Dukes.
Right.
As long as they flush the toilet,
those kids
it'll
are
be
regular.
Fine.
Those kids are regular. A That's grown true. Man is not regular. A grown no. man who drinks on a regular basis
yes.
is pooping liquid, okay?
Yes.
So,
and
yes,
blue
it's
collar
dirtier,
man is a
but
nasty
it's not clogged,
man.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, here's my thing.
Go ahead.
How many shotgun suicides do you have to clean up off the back of a toilet a day?
When you just go,
bah! Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying bah! Not actual.
Oh, backfire.
No,
they're
a specialist. They
yeah.
don't make Breck
yeah.
clean
yeah,
up the
Yeah, I was
going to
say, there's a company for that for sure.
Yeah, how many Pollock paintings do you clean up a day?
Probably two or three.
Are you asking how many walls has he cleaned in the vicinity of a toilet?
How many walls have you been in?
So many.
Are you talking about glory holes
if
now?
If these walls could talk. Yeah.
So, I got a good
Kendrick,
one for you.
Kendrick.
That doesn't deserve a bump. Don't bump that.
I love GNX.
I'm just saying Kendrick a bunch of times.
Sex.
I had a kid the other day.
Hell yeah.
His name.
No, I'm kidding.
Congratulations.
I'm kidding. Hell yeah.
His name.
I'm so
is
happy
Breck.
For you. Hello.
I named my kid Breck.
How much,
no.
is, how much is this kid shit?
This fucking little dickhead. I had just cleaned the bathroom.
How little was his dickhead? Okay. Maybe. All right. Maybe I'm the weird
no,
one.
No, that was
go
good.
Off,
that was
kid.
Good. That was
pause,
good.
Pause.
That was good. That was funny.
It was good. It was good.
Bonk.
How little was his dickhead was funny. That was funny.
True. This fucking kid goes into a bathroom I just cleaned, see that there's blue water in the toilet, goes, well, can't shit there. I'm going to shit on the floor. He takes all his clothes off and shits standing up. He doesn't squat. He shits
standing
all the way
up.
Standing up. He shits all the way down his legs and leaves a fucking puddle of shit in the bathroom.
How old?
Fucking 5, 6.
Hey, Rudy.
You know what? I respect him because I know a lot of adults
six.
Who wouldn't have gotten their pants off.
Can I ask
fully
you a
naked
question
protect his clothes.
In terms of the situation you were in?
Yes.
What if another student came in
and punched him in the face
and cleaned up the scene before you got there?
He wouldn't do it adequately enough, I'll tell you that.
True.
So I have a very similar situation.
Go ahead.
In elementary school.
Tell me about it, stud.
I walked in.
A bully
I won't
made
even
him
say
clean
GTA.
Up bully shit.
I walked
hey,
into
I shit in there. Go fucking clean
the bathroom
it.
In elementary school and I saw a log on the ground.
You did not pick it up.
So it was me and another kid and I was sort of like, I'll get the paper towel. Got it from the dispenser and basically grabbed the shit and threw it in the toilet.
You're a fucking animal.
And I got called to the principal for it because they were like,
retarded?
This kid's fucking weird for doing this.
Are you retarded?
But my mentality was like, I got the paper towel.
I can't
towel.
Waste good shit.
I got the paper towel.
I'm doing a favor.
And I was sort of like, paper towel. I'm
I know
like,
the
someone shat on the floor. It's got to be dealt with.
Good guy. Great guy.
And I dealt with it accordingly. And, you know, no weird qualms with shit sense. But, you know, they thought I was weird for doing so and sent me to the principal's office.
That's so funny to imagine.
Yeah.
Just a 12-year-old just.
No, it was elementary school. I was probably.
Oh, worse.
Maybe younger than 10.
A 7-year-old blue collar grown man just like, the hell is this?
God damn it.
Well, someone's going to have to clean this up. I guess it's going to have to be me.
Again. No one else around here is going to do it.
It's a Mexican standoff.
It's always me.
So me and the kid that probably took the shit staring at each other.
Wait a second. I just, who the fuck?
Who's going to pick up this log?
Who is telling on you?
Me, I guess.
What did that conversation go like?
Who was scouting?
Mrs. Jones? Jay picked up a shit in the bathroom and threw it in the toilet.
I changed the kid's life that day. He's like,
so
you changed her life that day.
This kid is fucked up. Hey, teacher, Jay just palmed his fucking shit in the bathroom.
Shit palm.
I did not palm it.
What's your defense to that? It wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine. I'd argue it'd be worse if it was mine, to be honest with you.
Oh, carry on then, soldier.
Dude, fucking, I had a buddy. I might have told this story before. Mm. I had a buddy in middle school. We were like best buds.
Nice.
And after middle school, we went to different high schools, so you guess what happened?
Docked.
And it was 7th grade. Okay. And like some incident happened where it was like only one person to the bathroom at a time.
Okay, yeah.
And so this retarded kid was like, "I'm gonna go bathroom." And so
they're like, "Go
ahead." That's
not
how he actually said it. How do you actually say it?
He was actually drunk.
I need to go to the bathroom.
And the teacher's like, "The teacher's like,
my poop's right behind me, isn't it?"
Damn it! Better than I had.
You're never going to believe this.
You should
take a look at this.
You're gonna want to smell this.
My poop's right behind me, isn't it?
Are you going to the bathroom? Yeah, it's right behind me, dog. Right behind me.
It's right behind me.
Oh my god.
And so this retired kid's like,
yeah,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And mm-hmm. so he's in the bathroom. It's been like 10 minutes.
Right.
My buddy's like, dude, I need to take a piss.
Right.
So he goes to the teacher and he's like, hey.
It's an emergency.
I gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, well, Michael's out. Ran out to the bathroom.
Well, Michael's retarded. He's taking too long.
Fuck that kid. And he's like, look, man, I gotta go.
I feel you. I do.
And so the teacher's like, all right, here, go find out what Michael's doing.
Here's the bonus pass.
So he goes.
It's the battle pass.
So he goes into the bathroom. He comes back. He's like,
it's a bonus pass.
I'm like, what happened? Like, he's like, I walked in. I heard a noise. I saw a shadow.
No shit.
Nuh-uh.
What grade?
7th.
Cranking?
I believe.
Yeah.
Well, he's,
kids will beat us through the roof, dude.
Yeah.
Because
they don't know what it is. And they don't understand that it's masturbating.
They think it's a bag of Fritos they're trying to open.
I'm sure that jar of peanut butter is filled, dude.
No, I mean, they
don't. Just walking around
they know that they're doing something that like they don't want to share with someone, but they don't understand that what they're doing is like a crazy fucking thing to do. Yeah. Yes.
A sin. A moral sin.
Is masturbating a sin?
Shit feels good, though.
Really?
Yes.
It does feel good.
Man's seed is only meant for a woman. That's what the good book tells
us. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is grand. If a sperm gets wasted, God gets really mad.
I've never heard that before.
Money?
That's them shitting on the Catholics.
I am Catholic. I'm confirmed. I've never done
that. So you watch Monty Python and the Meaning of Life and they shit on the Catholics by doing that.
How many?
Never watched
Jay.
It.
Yeah.
I have a question Catholic for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Meaning of Life changed my mind.
In like tomorrow if they were like.
Thanksgiving?
So yeah. If there, how many zombies
could
do you think it would take before people are like, that this would be a problem.
This is a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, like the
well,
start of the...
Well, we don't know the apocalypse happened yet.
No, but like a The Walking Dead situation, a Shaun of the Dead situation.
Right.
No. Where I am Simon Pegg walking around, going to the convenience store, and there are zombies walking around me, and I'm just too in my own head.
Yeah.
That type of situation.
Mm.
I would say shit would have to be popping off in Boston. So, like...
How many zombies before you're like... Oh, this might be a problem.
It's got to be...
Like, in the world.
It's got to be at least 5 cities in America.
Okay, but, like, if the CDC came out tomorrow and was like, we have quarantined a zombie, would you be like, oh, fuck? Or it's like, there's a small outbreak of 5 zombies. Would you be like, oh,
well, when
fuck.
There's one, there's 100.
Well, how much like, did we shut cockroaches. Down? At the, I would say the pandemic, not to bring it up, is a perfect... example of like yeah. DEFCON shit. So it's like how many people had COVID at the time that we shut shit down?
I don't know. I just started shooting
in
people.
Comparison, it was probably not a ton.
I don't even care if there's zombies. Yeah.
Anyone that
do
walked
you know what I mean?
Funny, just I put them down.
Okay.
Just put comparative numbers is what I mean.
I do have another question.
Please. I guess I'm getting too specific. I should really no. just vamp.
I do.
Yes, and.
I do have a question.
Assholes.
I do have a question.
Dick. Shit.
I do have a question. How long you been with her?
How long you been with her? Yeah, yeah, I know that one too. Yeah.
Oldie.
How long you been with her?
How long you been with her?
I know. It's been.
So how many zombies?
I'll never get your
I would say probably like maybe 10,000.
You think 10,000 zombies
is alarming enough? Yeah. Because remember when people are taking bath salts, eating people's faces off?
We're talking hey! About-
Should we throw off Jaybird? Now we all switch seats.
He comes in, he's like, what the fuck?
It's Brecky, sit back.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nope. Fuck. Yeah, fuck. Nope.
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 Yeah, fuck. Yeah, shit.
Yes, just Rudy and I are going to have side conversations now.
No, Rudy, do you have a...
It's fun.
How about this? I have a would you rather.
Do you?
Would you?
Kind of.
Rather... Tell Rudy, would you rather? Tell Rudy, would you rather? That's the theme song.
That's
you guys
bad.
Forgot about it a while ago.
All right.
That's pretty good.
I hit it the first time off the cuff, and yeah. we've never recaptured that magic.
No, it's always changed.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Would tell Rudy, would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Rather.
It's you got to say, tell Rudy, would you?
Would you rather?
Oh, that makes sense because you're telling me.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Marketing.
Have like the ability it. To 4 times a year
okay.
tell anybody to do anything
oh.
and they must do it.
Yeah.
But you only
pills
have
clutch.
But you only have that's an hour.
That comes in clutch. You have 1 hour to
you
do
have
this.
1 hour.
I got to hear the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
To happen.
I got a question.
So it's like, fuck me. It's going to happen.
All right, tell me the next one, and I'll ask
some,
my question.
Some
or,
babes.
Would you,
I walk
I'm
into
joking.
An all-girls college.
It's consensual.
Would
they're
you,
18.
But you only have 4 times to do it a year, so you can bank it. You can throw it out all in, like, you know, an hour. But
okay.
Or,
first,
or,
ladies, IDs.
Second, right. 3 left.
Second thing.
3 left, huh? You.
Asian, black girl.
Or,
quiet.
What's your
white?
Sorry,
be gone.
Would
I've had
you
enough of you.
Have the ability
yeah.
to record
oh.
and play back every dream you have.
Ooh.
Oh, bro. Okay. Well,
I want
are we going with me first?
This is
I
a
want
good
the
would
opportunities.
You
I want the opportunities. I want to tell people what I want 4 times a year.
Okay.
Things typically don't work out for me, and I don't need to remember my dreams.
Yeah. I was going to say,
that seems very useless.
I've had so many bad dreams in my life.
Oh, not even that.
Can
I just think they're just useless.
Can, we,
like,
can
what
I
are you
ask questions about
that?
the
yeah.
scenario?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does the person I'm manipulating... Because that's
well,
what's
you don't
happening,
have to make
folks.
It nefarious.
Yeah.
We're manipulating the person to do whatever they want.
Do they, like...
Do they know what happened
right.
after the
no,
task
no, no.
has
they,
been fulfilled?
They consented to it. God, this sounds worse every second.
It
that's
does
the thing,
sound bad.
Because there's a lot of morality to the first question. advantageously.
Well, you're the creep thinking it,
right?
You fucking
no.
weirdos.
Like, I could go to my boss saying, hey, pay me double. And then, all right, great. Now, after he's come to and go, fuck
I'm not
you,
doing that.
I'm knocking you back or whatever.
That's why
so
everything has
like,
to be one big irreversible
hey,
shot.
I walked into a college, asked all these chicks for their IDs, and I've done XYZ. And then after the fact, they go, oh, I remembered what you made me do. Now we're all going to beat the shit out of you.
So,
you know what I mean?
So basically what you're saying is telling roofing people
you're basically
telling them
roofing
what to do.
People to do what you want them to do.
Well, sick. But yes! That's what I'm saying. What, easy. It's got to be one unchangeable thing. Like, you go in, you go, I want my car loan eliminated. And then they go, delete, and you're no bringing that
back.
Oh, because
this happens once a year?
Four times a year.
But like
four
times?
Once
so
a
like,
quarter?
So like being
okay,
roofied.
Okay, two times a year.
Do they like generally know what happened? They're like, oh, I just fucking erased their car loan, but I don't remember how much it was for. So
I was struggling with having a time limit on... like how many times you get to do it.
Right, right.
Versus
I think it should be one
recording.
Once a year.
Mm. Once a year.
It should
once
be that is such a heavy-handed thing.
True.
To be like, all right.
Once every 5 years.
If Rudy really wanted to walk into a sorority, that's a one-time deal.
Louise.
And get bitches.
If
right?
Rudy wanted to walk into
if
a
I
want daycare,
a raise from the owner of my bitches. Company, that's a one-time deal. But
yeah.
that's a very advantageous thing. Four times a year, I could
get
I
a raise
a nice
times.
Life out of that.
Well, I mean, I work the company I work for. I get a raise about three times a year.
God bless.
They're not crazy. I'm not doubling my money.
That's
but,
very rare.
You know,
how do you
yeah.
feel
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
So some
yeah.
people rarely have a yearly review. But mostly
how do you
people
feel
have
about
a yearly review.
Older man.
But if I was
oh
to
God,
manipulate the person
doing
my review, going, I've been fantastic. Give me $10 extra
it's
an
me.
Hour.
It's me.
That
makes your life easier, but also, but the person, that's the thing. It's like the Men in Black wipe your fucking memory.
The what?
Thing.
The Neuralizer.
The Neuralizer.
The what?
The Black Men Neuralizer.
What?
We've all
you
seen Men
I
in Blacks, folks.
Mm.
Men in Blacks.
Men in Blacks.
The old
that's
white
the,
man and the
Skinamax.
Young black man,
yeah.
and they neuralize
the porn
people.
Parody?
Men's
in Blacks.
Men in Blacks? It's a right. it's an interracial.
Men in
porn.
Blacks.
What?
It isn't.
White
well,
men
it
black
is interracial.
Women. Men in
it could just
wild
be
west. In white men and black in, women.
Interracial
men
porn.
Blacks.
It doesn't have to be gay.
Well, there was
or it could
a,
be in
a, at
yes.
the end of the first one. There was a it was a black man and a white woman.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
Oh, I have. I did want to ask you something, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
So you smoke cigarettes?
I think so.
Jay, do you smoke cigarettes?
I do not.
Used to?
Did you used to?
Yes.
Pat,
never.
Never.
Is my HMO going to hear about this?
Yes, that's why I don't want
your homeowners
GTA,
association.
I did.
What is the HMO? What is that?
My medical coverage.
No,
don't worry about that. That's
this,
a scam.
This isn't video games. This cool. is a video game. GTA 4, GTA
Sorry,
5.
Saints 4. Yeah.
Saints Row 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, and GTA to just smoke cigarettes. We know
you
that's
can't.
A,
you know what?
You can't.
I have an
it's
uncle.
A big, it's
I have
a big
an uncle Chris
to
listening
do.
Maybe someday in the future too.
So, here's a question.
Go on, King.
You smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
How long have you been smoking in GTA?
I started smoking when I was 16.
16. And
yep.
you're 4...
I'm 72.
50,
you bitch.
You're 33.
I'm 34.
You don't even know how old your friends are.
Spry. I'm
a spry man.
Honestly, I was glad he said that. I don't know how old Breck is or you are.
28, 27.
All right, I'm 30, folks.
Fuck!
So I'm the...
You were
me,
never going to guess.
It's Rudy, me... Pat Breck.
Yeah.
In order okay. to fuck. So Rudy.
So that's the thing. It's certain references. I'm closer to him than I'm in the middle of.
The R word,
yes. Guys.
Yeah.
Have you
R
ever
word.
Eaten it from behind?
No.
Great.
You ever
so,
sucked
Rudy,
me from behind?
Here's my question.
Suck me from behind.
Does
the, suck me
does
from
does the nicotine
me.
Get in? Do you transfer the nicotine
nice.
When you eat ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
You transfer nicotine if you eat
yeah.
someone.
That's how I get girls
especially
addicted
if you eat
to
your
me.
Boy's ass.
Well, if I've been drinking hard alcohol.
Wait,
right.
so they eat your ass? Or wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? You get girls addicted to you. Do they eat your ass or they
no.
get addicted to you eating
no,
their ass?
No, it's on
ass?
My lips.
No,
why would it be on my
yeah.
asshole, Pat?
I'm trying to figure out the dynamics here.
Come on now, brother. Let me simplify it. Pat, let me simplify it. If you've been drinking vodka all night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're shit-faced drunk, and then your girl goes, hey, eat me out. and you eat her out, and then she gets drunk from you eating her out because you've been drunk on vodka?
No.
Is that possible?
No. That's what I'm asking. Because if he smokes cigarettes, does his nicotine transfer when he eats ass?
Probably more so with nicotine, yeah.
But if he has a blood alcohol, blood alcohol content, can he not transfer that through fucking blood?
Brother, if my blood alcohol content is enough for me to transfer it to somebody else, I'm not licking shit.
Well, also,
if blood alcohol content is enough for me to transfer, I'm a woman, dog.
I'm fucking gay.
You guys are overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
I don't know.
Why am I bleeding into this woman's vagina?
Who's bleeding?
No, you're making out.
Blood alcohol content.
It's just
No, you're making out with her, dude.
Don't do that.
Oh, making out with her?
Don't do that.
I'm not bleeding into her mouth.
Pat.
Oh, I don't know how signs work.
Pat, I was making the scenario as if you're eating her out. So you're making out with her vagina.
That's what I said, and then you said making out.
So like the person who would dip their tampon in a alcoholic beverage and then put it up, and then we get alcohol poisoning? Because
I've never heard
alcohol.
Of someone doing that before.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, dude.
No. Well, fucking little wax on their wand? No.
Rudy knows what I'm talking about.
What
back in the day,
yeah,
people that wanted to get fucked up quicker
would dip
tampons in alcohol.
Yeah.
And the tampon would
destroy their uterine lining.
And they would put in their vagina or asshole, and it would go straight to their bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Even dudes?
Because it would bypass their kidney, believe it or not, and they would get alcohol poisoning.
Liver.
Now, with that, same physics. If I was pissed drunk and ate someone's pussy out, would I get them drunk?
No.
Because I was drunk.
No.
I
don't
think so. That's my question.
No.
I don't think so. And
I think nicotine is more likely to break that barrier.
That's interesting.
Because it's on your lips.
So I'm kind of with you, though. I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, but alcohol, it'd be like 0.00001.
You think the two drugs
you do look
could
the most
easier.
Like a cigarette.
So like
somehow
the nicotine can pass through saliva better than alcohol.
You guys both look like different versions of a cigarette. You look like a brand new, fresh out of the pack cigarette, and you look like one that's been smoked and kind of, and you put it out.
Save it for later.
I'm going to save half of that for later. Yeah.
Rudy is a soft pack.
I'm a soft pack.
What I was going to ask is at your lowest,
yeah.
What did you smoke? At your lowest.
Methamphetamine.
At your lowest.
What brand?
Smack. 5 cigarettes a day?
Blow.
No.
Is that what you're asking?
Brand-wise?
Brand?
Brand, price, anything.
I always smoke Marlboro Reds.
So
it doesn't matter how lady is on red.
Like, you can do discounts. So like they say Marlboro Reds, L&M Red is the discount Marlboro Reds.
Yeah. Here's
so Paul Mall Menthols. That was my other brand.
Some people are like the Menthols, but
here's what I was going to say is that I had two friends.
Really?
Their names are...
Pat and Rudy.
Are Death and San.
Are they American Spirits people?
Their names are what?
San and Death.
These are real people?
Death and San.
Death and Sand. Okay.
Death and San.
Continue.
It's like a Metallica
San,
song.
S-A-N. San.
Death and San.
Like a Metallica song.
DNS.
Okay.
So one's named Devin and the other one's named San Samuel. Death.
Seth and Dan.
Yeah.
Seth and Dan.
No.
Oh, okay. We're doing plausible deniability. Got it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why.
In Saints Row. Get it. Too, you're talking about Seth and Dan.
Yes.
But they were in Saints Row, though.
Pull that up or put that down.
Back job.
That is so gross.
A little write up.
Yeah, but
no one can see it now. You make me feel
God bless the muffin top, though.
Now it's all I'm going to think about.
I'm trying to fucking lose weight here. I'm shotgunning 16-ounce beers trying to lose weight. It's a fucking tough gig.
What low red cigarettes were these guys smoking?
Well, this is what I was going to say. So we would be walking down the street, and they're like, fuck, I need a cigarette.
Right.
And I'm like, right, you're 13.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
Right,
for sure. Right,
yeah.
We've all felt. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been like,
they would.
Oh, I really need that Pikachu.
They would pick up cigarettes.
Off the ground.
Street,
yeah.
Yep. And the ashtrays.
That's crackhead shit, dude.
They're dirty mongrels.
Light the filters.
Yep.
And
they didn't
smoke
shower. Don't look at me.
For sure not.
Mongrels didn't shower.
Did you ever hang out with?
That's animal shit.
Was your friends skateboarders? They were like,
no.
You ever hang out with skateboarders? Skateboarders are very quick.
I wanted to be a skateboarder.
Skateboarders
but...
are very quick to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
We all did it.
You never smoked a cigarette.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Cigars?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay, so you've had the influence.
But nope, you've never smoked cigar. So
have
never
you had the
cigarette.
Influence of tobacco or nicotine in your system?
Zin?
Zin, no. I've
you
want to
start?
I've dipped before, but like once maybe twice, and I was like,
so
nah,
that's a great
chew,
example
because
I feel dip is almost
experimenting with
dip
yourself.
Is a lot like dipping the fucking tampon in the alcohol because you're almost like you're almost putting the nicotine straight in the veins. It's like it's burning
sucked.
Your fucking
yeah.
So it's like the cigarette was invented to sort of like minimize the cigar. It's sort of like it's a quick to sell fucking cigarette.
It was
you know
for
I mean?
Women. Originally.
Which makes sense.
Cigarettes were originally created for women.
The
shut up.
The same with the fucking t-shirt. The t-shirt existed because guys that were single and didn't know how to fucking dress themselves, the t-shirt was invented to literally like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's because we're too busy looking at tits.
No, it's yeah, literally Pat. It's literally you were
you
too
need a
poor.
Shirt to cover that up.
You were too poor to dress yourself.
Oh.
So rich people would have button-up shirts and fucking suits and shit, but the t-shirt kind of came into popularity because it was sort of like... a substitute for the regular fashion. Mm. So it was sort of like the counterculture. It was sort of like the fucking, it was like you would dress yourself. So like 1910s and 20s and shit like that. People wear t-shirts because it's like guys didn't know how to dress themselves. So it's like you were chic and that shit. But with that, it's the same with like smoking cigarettes where it's sort of like people like the Marlboro Reds were sort of like skateboarders and all that shit. It's like people, they needed a vice as quickly as they could get it. So it's like alcohol was harder to get, but cigarettes were kind of easier to get. So
yeah.
It's like people smoked cigarettes earlier.
You only had to be 18 to get cigarettes.
I only had to get so-and-so's older sister to fucking get us a pack of whatever.
I don't even need a fakie.
Right. And then, so I had a friend that is and still smokes cigarettes. He started with cigarettes, did all the other shit, and is aged out of all the other shit and still smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, you need something.
So like he's
might as well
probably
one.
Been smoking cigarettes for 15 years maybe. And it's like, and you know, I'm 30 now. So it's like, you've been smoking cigarettes for 15 years, but it's like, that's your, it's like now embedded into your psyche and shit like that. So it's like, that's rare too, because people 50 years ago smoking cigarettes, it's like, that's kind of part of their psyche. You know,
it's not even, so like, okay. So when you think about the addiction of it, for me, it's not actually smoking a cigarette. It's the habit of smoking a cigarette. I get in my car, I get my coffee, I smoke 2 cigarettes on the way to work.
Yeah, but you don't smoke lights for the fucking habit though.
What?
If you really were fucking addicted to the habit of smoking cigarettes, you'd smoke lights.
Yeah, if I made the conscious decision to do so.
That's the thing. It's like people say, and I get it, the fixation.
I feel attacked.
No, but...
Yeah, Jay has fucking come here to destroy our spirits.
These guys have been fucking sitting back, talking shit, fucking saying whatever the fuck they want. Yes!
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
And you know what?
It's really the
only
thing.
We're 3 open micers in Rhode Island.
And I'll be honest with you. It's the only thing I'm good at is sitting back and talking shit.
No one gets to call you out on the bullshit you say week to week.
Yeah.
You know what?
Now, with that.
Why are you angry, Jay?
What I'm saying.
Why are you angry, Jay?
I like how he's not.
Why?
God. What I'm saying is people do get addicted to the fixation. So my friend that's been smoking for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Drinks coffee and smoke cigarettes. Those are his only real 2 like substances he takes in.
Yeah.
So it's like if he has
caffeine, nicotine, shit.
If he loses one of those things, it's sort of like that's you almost have withdrawals from smoking cigarettes, basically at that point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like you for him to quit cigarettes, it's almost like he has to make a huge life change and a huge health change to fucking do all that. That type of thing. That's rare, is what I'm saying. People nowadays don't smoke cigarettes like they did 50 years ago. Rudy's actually probably putting like 90s numbers in terms of like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, a little Seattle.
Like he's probably common man in the 90s Washington. Smoking cigarettes, but he's not the chain smoker in the 90s. Like those
chain
people,
smokers.
No, those people
love
smoke
them.
Cigarettes. The fact
punk
that
rock.
Your folks, the fact that you greeted me at your place of residence. With a lit cigarette inside, that's rare. That is rare in itself.
Yeah. We're a smoking household.
Which is, God bless you.
Thank you.
God
I'm
bless
you. I'm going to teach my kids.
There's something I find
to do the
comforting.
Same thing.
There's something I find comforting out of
a kitchen, salt of the earth
a
people.
Kitchen that stains of cigarettes.
Yes. Yeah,
and there's a
the
hot
people.
Pot of coffee
salt of the earth
brewing.
People.
Salting
the earth. So you have like black coffee. And cigarettes going on at the same time. That is an old school smell that will never be in a kitchen. Rarely.
is that in a kitchen? Unless it's a broken home.
Yeah, kitchen.
Or two grown men living together.
Yeah.
But that was common in the fucking 80s, 70s, whatever. So it's sort of like, but it's the perceptions change. So people smoking cigarettes is like, you know what I mean? If you like the fixation, yeah, smoke lights. But it's like, if I'm going to get cancer, I might as well get all the nicotine.
Yes.
So it's like, I get that too.
100%.
The American spirits is a whole different ballgame. That's like, I've had friends smoke American spirits because it's like economical, more bang for their buck. They're done smoking Reds. They're like, well, I go through a Reds in like 5 days. I'll smoke American spirits in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 15-minute cigarette.
That's
not
what I'm here to do.
Right.
I'm here to be a man.
You're used to the cowboy killers.
I'm used to the cowboy killers.
So you've never smoked a cigarette, Breck?
What?
You ever cigarette? Smoke a butt?
Cigar?
Yeah.
So I smoked cigars.
Gay.
Senior year of high school. I was 18.
Gay.
Right? My father was like,
like,
hey,
all you did was smoke cigars?
We have a cookout? Well, he goes, hey, if we're having a cookout.
24/7.
He goes, hey, if we're having a cookout.
24/7, 365 cigars on my mind.
He goes, if we're having a cookout, you can have a cigar. You're 18. You're able to buy the cigar. I was able to buy the cigar at 18. She goes, hey, if we're having a cookout, you have a cigar, right?
What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated 2014, folks. Year.
And so what was it?
Mine ended.
I finished.
I graduated 2014. I turned 18 in 2013.
Started smoking
cigars. I started smoking cigars at my senior year of high school. And they go, hey, we're going to have a cruise or whatever. And kids would bring cigars onto the fucking senior week or whatever in high school.
Yeah.
And kids would get sick because they've never smoked a cigar before. Because they smoke a too strong cigar.
I put in 2 weeks at CVS. And then on the last day of my 2 weeks, I was supposed to work a 6-hour shift. And I smoked a cigar and I called out and they were because
it was too strong.
And I was like, yeah, I feel like
shit. I genuinely for a second was like, where the fuck is this going?
Yeah, I was
going,
like,
dude?
What does that have to do with anything? I was
following along, folks, and I get I was with you.
I was
actually
scared for a second
because it got you too fucking sick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
too
much nicotine.
Calls out for
it scares
anything.
You.
Right.
Stop.
A cigarette. So the thing is, a cigarette.
A what-a-rette?
You know how much. You know how much that cigarette gets you. So that's the thing. It's like cigarette is basically the light beer.
But I do
tobacco.
The Zen. But I do the Zen now.
Right.
Yeah, you're a Zen boy.
The Zen is basically the Truly or the White Claw of nicotine.
Right.
Gay.
Right.
It's the new fad.
Right.
The White Claw in the Spike Seltzers was the last dying breath of alcohol.
Right.
It's the last thing that was popular in the alcohol drinking zeitgeist. People, on average, kids in high school aren't drinking alcohol nearly as much as my generation did.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's still Miller time.
Yeah.
Right.
But the seltzers gave us another leg. It gave us the one last leg of drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas the cigarette's invention.
When you're drinking the claws.
Right.
Trevor Wallace got sued for that.
Right.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a cease and desist on that.
Nice.
Trevor Wallace, huh?
Season.
Well, he's the one that
who
came
do you think
up.
We can get
he's
a season
that came
assist
up with
from Miller White.
He's
like, hey,
probably Dubby.
Joel.
Probably
they
Dubby.
Don't fucking pay
Joel
attention
the
on
real
season
deal
assist.
Davis.
Dubby.
Don't say that name.
Terrible
here.
Ad.
Fuck you, Dubby.
They never paid.
Bitch ass motherfuckers.
I don't
they
know why he's so
anyways.
Against.
Bitch ass bitches.
So against Dubby. They did nothing.
It was
bad
some
to
bullshit
us.
Drink.
They
I never bought
shit.
Anyways.
Fuck Dubby.
It's because you have to order it every time.
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit. Fuck you ass dubby ass bitch.
That's
what are you talking
that's
about?
Fair.
Feels like there's
the
another
darkest
word coming.
The podcast has been
what word?
Since its creation.
What word?
Yes.
I don't know. University?
Yeah.
Right.
Can I change topics?
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
A big reoccurring topic, nope. Uncle Chris, I'm sure you understand.
Chris.
Is the wager made by Pat O'Connor about dating or going on a date with a NFL cheerleader.
I've made ground
it's
now.
It's
the thing
not,
that
it's
I've
not
made ground.
The thing that bugs me. The thing
there's
that bugs
no
me.
Stakes.
The thing that bugs me is there's no stakes.
Come
there's
on,
there's no
fucking
stakes.
Breck, there is no stakes. And Pat, I've come with stakes.
I would love to hear it.
Okay,
I'm actually Indian, so
I can't be here for this. But
Uncle
I like
Chris,
this.
I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from. Pat O'Connor is a very comfortable man in his own sexuality. The man is the straightest arrow I have ever met. The man is very straight.
Truth.
So, you know, if he loses a bet, it's almost as if there's some sort of uncomfortability should be made by losing a bet. You know,
good luck.
I don't want him to lose money. You know, there's no money made in this bet won. So there should be something lost by losing the bet, right?
Right, yes.
With that should be the dignity. He should gain dignity by going out with a NFL cheerleader. He should lose dignity by losing the bet. My argument or my proposal is if Pat cannot go on a first date with an NFL cheerleader, Pat should go on.
He has to jerk off a man.
Pat should go on a date with a man.
You
should go on
a
date with a homosexual man. If you can't land a date with an NFL cheerleader, because even that can be semantics.
No,
would just go on a fucking dinner.
How gay?
No, because
is this a gay where it's like my personality is that I'm gay?
I think we're also just leading on a homosexual guy. I don't think.
He has to be gay at the time.
They know what they're
doing. The NFL cheerleader has to be a cheerleader at the time.
Similar dynamic. The NFL cheerleader is leading on Pat. Even in the slightest, she's going on a date formality wise.
No, because he'll know that.
I know
what
I'm getting
in for. He's going on a date with the gay man formality wise.
I know what I'm getting in for.
The gay man is getting a free dinner.
A gay man.
He's paying for the dinner.
A gay man,
right?
A gay man, you say.
I do have a question.
Openly gay man, opposite of Pat O'Connor, you know?
Isn't any gay gay?
Because there's different gay. Like, there can be a gay dude who's just a regular dude who fucks boys.
I'm going to say open bottom.
Fucks
an
men.
Open bottom.
Fucks men.
A man.
Oh, okay.
A man who receives, okay?
All
the so because you would rather go on
that's
a date.
That's the guy I want to go on a date with.
Pat O'Connor would rather go on a date that's the top in the gay relationship. He would rather not go on the relationship with the gay flamboyant man. That's almost the opposite of Pat O'Connor.
A so gay flamboyant man I would struggle to talk to,
exactly.
Yes.
So that,
that would be a
that
tough
bet,
date.
You should pay that man's dinner, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I should.
Just the way
what you're saying is if I lose, I should have to go on a date with a person who, if they're gay, that is their personality.
So when Pat is 37 years old,
the stereotype that you would
assume. Over the top gay,
yes,
over
in
the
your
top
eyes.
Gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with
because I don't want to force anything on Pat.
Yep, I don't.
I my original thought was he should make out with a man.
Forcing Pat
but
on
that's
the game.
Sort of forcing Pat
also,
and forcing a man to do something they don't both want to do.
No, but also Pat knows he's not gay, so nothing can happen if Pat.
Just like the cheerleader knows she's not attracted to Pat,
but he's gonna sit. He's gonna sit in the room. With him.
Okay, here's...
Just
here's,
like the cheerleader sitting in the room with Pat.
Here's my whole thing.
It's still a date.
The cheerleader
date.
Is looking at Pat the way Pat looks at a gay man.
Here's
probably
my
counter
weird analogy,
offer.
But yes.
But it's very true and accurate.
Here's my counter
And yet
offer.
He wants to pay for that dinner.
Here's my counter offer.
Sharks.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Here's my counter offer.
Can you give it to us?
Pat?
Jesus Christ.
Pat's all going right now. He's like, I don't want to fucking go on a date with
Okay, that's fucking six times he said counter offer.
Pat,
what is it?
Okay. If you don't go on a date with an NFL cheerleader in what, 9 years?
It's about 9 years and 6 months, folks.
Yeah.
Just under, but yes.
Okay. You have to gain 200 pounds.
Whoa.
That would take me 10
you know
years.
What? I like this. Mm. You like the give him the options of what his downfalls are.
I already
are.
Weigh over
what's
200
worth 10
pounds.
Years.
Yeah,
what's
worth another 200
you
pounds, though.
350.
Yeah, another 200 pounds. So would you want to pay for a gay man's dinner or gain 200 pounds?
That's 200 pounds
you
is
You need
crazy.
Motivation, Pat. I want updates every week. Okay?
An NFL cheerleader
I want prospects.
It should be,
I want strikeouts.
I want
pictures. Messages.
I have prospects. I follow people on Instagram.
I want Uncle Chris, I want a weekly update
I got followed
of what
on Twitter
messages.
By a Tampa Bay Buccaneer cheerleader. That's a fact.
And what message he sent to that Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleader that
it's
she
too
ignored.
Early in the process.
That she ignored. That's what I want.
I didn't DM her.
That's
but
what you should
I've got
be.
Connections.
See, folks.
I've got connections with a Division I cheerleader who has told me,
see,
hey, buddy, easier than you think.
But
you
she didn't go out with you, though. She did not
people.
Go out with you, though. She
the
is
Division
easier
one,
said than done.
The Division I cheerleader? Not an NFL cheerleader. It's not,
no, it's
not the game.
NFL.
Not the
We're
game.
It's not for. NFL.
He said, That I was told it's easier. Folks, that Division I cheerleader is a man.
I'd
but
argue.
It's still, he said, hey, brother, not as easy, not as hard as you think. It's, you can do it.
I'd argue he's not trying hard enough. That's what I'm saying.
We're early stages.
I've been saying that for years.
He needs more motivation.
If not,
we're
days.
Early
if not
stages.
Days. I want to see
what
him.
Do they lose I if I do it?
I want to see him shooting a shot in the DMs.
I'll pay for the dinner with the cheerleader.
You should pay for both.
I'm an extravagant man.
He should...
Fine. Fine.
They should
Fine.
Pay, they should
you
pay
go
for
to a fancy-ass
either...
steakhouse. If it bankrupts me and you go on a date with cheerleader,
Pat, they should pay
I
for...
will happily pay the bill. Swear to God.
They got
to
pay for either.
Pay
so
for
if
you either.
Lose, I got to pay for him
so,
getting 200 pounds? That's so,
so
many
no, no,
about
no.
runs.
No, well, all right, the so that's man. The thing. The 200 pounds thing. But it's, if he dates a, you know, the, date,
you
the gay guy date...
You have to date
the gay guy date...
Like, no, 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 no.
Then it's like I should ring the bill up on this gay guy date.
Don't worry about
so
the.
Then it makes
no,
it
don't
punish,
worry about
you know?
The gay guy date because that's going to be ice cream and we're out of there, son. I'm not doing.
See, that's a thing.
That's a
kind
good
of romantic.
First, it's a good
that's
first
so
date.
Romantic.
It's a good first
it's
date.
A good first date.
Gonna
tell
try, are you going to try his ice cream? I mean, that's very romantic.
Well, it depends
too.
On what he gets. If he gets rum raisin,
well, it's
no.
not a date unless
what if
you
he
try
bubble gum.
It's not a date unless
bubble
you try your dates.
Do I get a piece of the bubble gum or do I just get ice cream? Do you guys ever worry that your friends are just farts in the wind and they don't actually exist?
I do actually sometimes worry when I wake up in the morning that nobody I know actually exists.
I've had that thought.
Solipsism.
I've had that thought where I'm on my way to work and I'm like, no way I'm actually on my way to work right now. I'm definitely sitting in my bed in a mental hospital.
Solipsism.
Solipsism?
Solipsism.
What does that mean?
Solipsism.
Stop fucking saying it. Explain it to him. He doesn't know what it means.
Do you know what it means?
I'm assuming it's, you're describing
for,
the feeling that
for
I
for the audience. Explain it for the audience.
That I feel like nobody in my life is real and I'm all by myself.
So, yeah, solipsism is the belief that you're the only sentient
creature on the planet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
would that make me all powerful?
No.
No.
You just have sentience.
So I could be a lamp in reality.
I don't think you know what sentience means.
I could be a lamp who's just sitting there like, on, off.
Hey, bud.
No. Yeah, we're on top of you.
We got
I mean,
you.
We're on top of the beer.
Pause.
I know what I
no,
said.
Put on my seat.
I'm sorry.
I'm very happy to be here, folks. Let me tell you and you guys how happy I am to be here.
We're happy to have you back.
It has been a
on
while.
On video this time.
It's been a while since I've had a good drink.
It's been
drink
a while.
On. Let me
drink. Pat on the back.
I know. He hasn't even asked me
Touchdown!
To talk. I've been waiting to talk NBA.
I made the intro and it's fine.
I don't do a lot of... I'm heavy NFL right now.
Yeah.
Heavy NFL because that's the sport that I know the best.
A little NCAA too. You know, very
NCAA
football heavy.
Too, not as much. It's died off the past few weeks. Yeah. I finally found a rhythm.
Arch
I
Manning
like
is
NFL
trash. That's why.
Arch Manning has not been good.
If he was good, this would be different.
Fernando Mendoza's been good. Ty Simpson's been good.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Freshman quarterback at Notre Dame. He's been good.
Gavin I know. Nussmeier. Surprising. Surprising.
Nussmeier has been a disappointment at LSU.
Well, he is a Jew.
Because Will Campbell left.
Because Will Campbell left?
Yeah.
I don't think that made an impact on his.
Yeah, it made a big difference.
I don't think it made his. I think it was Brian Kelly not being a good head coach or fit for LSU. I think that's what it
I
was.
I don't understand. Dude.
Well, you wouldn't because you don't follow college football.
I just don't get it.
It is
Brian Kelly is that bad?
There is
fit?
Nothing.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Folks,
well, I mean, no.
There's nothing
no,
more
just,
phony
I just don't understand
than the NCAA.
Well, I just
it's
don't get
so
it.
Unpredictable.
No, I just don't understand.
No, we know
it.
You don't. We can tell you don't.
Right.
Look retarded.
I just don't get
the
it.
The NCAA is the closest thing Americans will know what the soccer landscape is like.
Right.
Yes.
So it's like there's like you have regional pride based off your college.
Rabid
right.
fans.
The same way football fans
right,
have regional
but I
pride.
Don't get it.
You don't have to get it.
Right.
Which is funny because it's like the biggest rednecks are kind of like the biggest soccer fans
right.
American wise.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Texas A&M fans are fucking
dude
crazy.
What does A&M stand for?
Alma mater.
No, it doesn't.
Is that true?
No, it's agriculture and manufacturing.
Agriculture
sure.
and manufacturing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Shit.
I was about to say, yeah.
Dude.
Nice.
Rudy, whose dick do you want to suck? Because I'm horny as hell now.
You know about
that's
you
why
know
you see
A&M
somewhat.
Did you see
it was like Texas A&M,
did
but
you,
also it's like
Missouri A&M, I think.
Maybe. Okay. Makes sense.
Is it Missouri? No, it's Mississippi A&M, I think. Mississippi might be, or Missouri. I don't know. One of the M's.
I want to slow zoom in of you doing that. Just
something in the wind.
Yeah. Oh, what's the first music video that you remember?
Ooh.
Shakira, Hips Don't Lie. It's one of my favorite songs.
Life changing.
Honestly,
that's not a bad answer.
That's a
maintains
pretty good one.
I Will Die on This Hill. First, Hips Don't Lie is one of my favorite songs
Shakira
of all
your first
time.
Crush? All right. Is that why you like Hispanic women?
I've never dated a Hispanic. Wait.
Yeah, but you have. You gravitate towards women that speak.
Wait a minute. Your career ain't shit.
Spanish.
No, my ex-wife is half Italian, half British. She took Spanish in high school.
He's made a story about someone he served with that spoke Spanish.
Thanks for listening.
Oh,
and
no, that's
made
just
cookie crumbs
comments about
last night.
You're welcome, buddy.
But I get
that she's attractive.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, she posts like she's still
like
in the
Shakira.
She's still in the military, but she posts
even
like an
Shakira
Instagram
is actually
model.
Middle Eastern,
but she's Cuban. I'm pretty sure.
Wow, the first
Moroccan
or Colombian.
Wow. Moroccan.
Moroccan?
She's from Moroccan.
Umbrella by Rihanna.
Umbrella.
First one. That's a good one.
You know what's weird?
I'll die on this hill. Speaking of Rihanna, not to cut you off, Breck, please.
No,
we'll jump
Pat
in.
Pat is animated.
We'll jump in. But I will say this. I know I'll get pushback. I think younger, skinnier Rihanna, way more attractive than more recent Rihanna.
Yay.
A lot of people think that she's very attractive now. I like her less.
I do prefer first generation Rihanna than latest generation.
First gen Rihanna.
I'm not a big Rihanna man myself.
I think she's incredibly attractive back then.
She's got... Can I dissect Rihanna real quick? Man, dissecting a woman.
Chris Brown's not here.
Dissect it.
Big old forehead.
Yeah, big
she's
forehead.
Got that, she's got the angle, you know? When there's... A bit of flat.
I want to lick sweat off that fucking angle, dude.
But who am I to talk about a billionaire? She's gorgeous.
Yeah, fair enough. She does have that over us.
I
knew they wouldn't agree. That's why I was like, we'll move on
quickly.
You guys
are Rihanna guys.
I'm a big Rihanna guy.
Yeah, I understand.
That was my sexual awakening for black
women. She's from Bermuda.
Not me.
What?
Right?
Trinidad.
Fuck.
Chambliss?
Shakira? Yeah. What you got? What's your first music video?
I have no idea.
It doesn't have to be a woman.
See, that's my thing. My
quarterback.
What do you mean
miss?
By first?
So,
like, that
I have
I can
a music video.
Remember?
I have a music video that implanted in my brain. I'll put as my first music video. That like I remember this. This is a music video. You know what I mean?
AFI.
AFI.
Fergalicious.
Like,
oh, London Bridge, dude.
Hey, Miss Murder. Yeah, Miss Murder.
Take my life. And he does it like as if he's like a dictator. That guy looked like Pee Wee Herman, folks.
Yeah, he looks weird.
He looked like
now.
Paul Newman.
F-O-L-X.
He looked weird then.
He looked like the guy from... No, he looked like the guy from Spy Kids. You know the bad guy in Spy Kids?
Is that the same
George
guy?
Lopez.
No, it's not the same guy. But they
he was Nightcrawler
like,
in George Lopez.
That guy from
George
AFI
Lopez.
Looks a lot like...
Thank you.
That guy from 30 Seconds to Mars
Lopez.
Looks a lot like
Jared
Leto.
Leto.
I'm looking at a camera that's off.
Jared
honestly,
Leto.
You guys
you
did...
haven't answered, though.
What?
Your
was your first
music video.
Music video.
At least one that made an impression on you. It's all right. You don't have to...
Salt and pepper. Push it.
No, I'm trying to think.
Rihanna
maybe...
breaking dishes.
Because it's all different ages. That's
love
why
the
it's
way
it.
You are.
It's just tough
why?
To think of like what age I was to like. Because
you're, I'd argue
MTV.
You're the youngest, and I would say music videos are almost out of rotation by the time.
Pretty close,
you
maybe.
Know.
Maybe
I watched was in heyday when I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah,
so I used like to watch country. I used to watch CMT Top 100
God
like
damn.
Every day.
What the fuck, brother?
Top 100 countdown country music videos.
How white are? How white is Pat O'Connor?
I used to watch
Jason McCreary,
like MTV, like morning mashup,
Reba
like
McEntire,
right?
Videos.
Absolutely, yeah.
Winona
first, just give me like
okay, you know what? Like, here's what
Taylor
I'll say:
Taylor Swift
the
back
first
when she was good.
Original
like,
Taylor
oh, shit.
Swift,
can I say that?
Please.
Yonkers by Love. Tyler Creed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but that was YouTube. That was like a that wasn't.
Not much
I remember
of a
that
music
too.
Video.
I
though.
Was a sophomore. Dude, I was a sophomore in high school when that song came out. I remember that very vividly. I remember I remember getting in on that music video early.
Right.
And asking someone that I thought was in on music, being like, hey, what do you think about this guy? And they were like, eh. they didn't know who it was, and they scoffed at me.
Tyler the Creator.
And then they made it their whole personality.
Brother,
6 months later.
Odd
fuck
Future,
you, dude.
Brother, Odd Future,
yeah, Odd Future.
For like a
they shut
year.
Down, they shut down Newbury Comics. They ran over
yeah.
the rooftops. I remember
yep.
that. That was in high school.
Fell
brother,
through.
Dude, oh, Odd yeah. Future for like 2 years?
See, that's, but I remember my first music video like six.
Wolfgang.
Alien Odd Ant Farms. Alien Ant Farms Smooth Criminal was the
I
first music
about.
Video I
How
remember.
Much?
Huh?
And it moved me.
Hold on. Name as many members of Odd Future as you can.
Earl Sweatshirt, Tyler, obviously.
Right.
Fucking the short fat kid. What the hell was his name?
Big Chungus.
You got it, buddy. I had the fucking album.
Earl Tyler.
Taco.
Earl Tyler.
Jasper.
Oh my God. What the fuck was that chubby kid's name?
Also have
he was on the fucking Adult Swim show.
Little fatty.
And now he's on Jackass. What the yep. fuck is his name?
I'd argue Vince Staples, but that's
not
arguable.
Close.
Something like
Casper.
That.
Taco.
Also have
that is another
left
guy,
brain.
But not what you're thinking of.
Fuck.
Taco is a member.
Taco is a member. Yeah, and then that fucking kid. What was his fucking name, dude?
And,
Cheeseburger Eddie.
It's close to Cheeseburger.
It is. It's
kind
so.
Hamburger Eddie.
No. But like the sounds. Cheeseburger.
The N word?
Nope.
Oh.
Jet? Jazz.
Jasper.
Yep.
Jasper.
That
That's
was
right.
the lady. They made the internet. That was their group.
No, that was Sid.
Sid was the girl.
Sid
that's
the
right.
Kid.
Sid was the girl.
Sid the kid. That's
was,
right. And
Sid
left
I told Sid
it
to
was,
shut the fuck
Sid the
up.
Sid the kid and Left Brain. Yeah.
No, Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Left Brain, Haji Beats was...
Haji Beats was the one I forgot. Haji Beats actually had... I liked Haji
was,
Beats.
He
Haji Beats
crazy.
Was actually carried a lot of the first generation.
I just looked at you.
True.
For,
he was
like he carried
enough.
A lot of
I
that.
I don't know.
That Odd Future missed that Odd Future mixtape that looks like it's like look clouds and
yeah.
shit like that.
Mm.
Haji Beats had a lot of those fucking things. And I think Haji Beats also had a
that
lot of those.
Still not on.
I know, right? Had the like Bastard into Seven and all that shit like that. I want to say those are his. I may be wrong. But I grew up with that shit. My first music video that made an impression on me was Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So that came out on TRL. And so, like, TRL, you'd watch every single fucking
totally
music video, though, the top
out.
Ones.
Right.
So at that era, it was also Evanescence,
right.
Evanescence, that fucking one.
Right.
I Miss You by Blink-182 was also that
Call
era.
Call Me When You're Sober.
And right. also Alien Ant Farm was, like, the fucking big one. So it's like that song fucking kicked ass, but also
yeah.
that kid wearing the fucking mask doing the Michael Jackson moves. Stuck in my brain forever. I was probably...
Seeing the Jabberwockies?
I was probably kindergarten, dude.
The Jabba?
Kindergarten.
Jabba Jabba?
Kindergarten?
Yo Gabba Gabba?
I don't remember shit from kindergarten.
I was playing Doom.
I choked
Doom.
On potato mashed potatoes in kindergarten.
I think when I was in kindergarten, that's when I accidentally hung myself.
Huh?
Hmm?
Yeah, no.
You're right. Feeling suicidal there, Pat? 5 years old?
No, I was playing. You know how when.
Is this before your dog bit you and your dad killed it in front of you?
No, my dad never killed a dog.
No, your dog bit you.
Yeah.
And then your dad
twice.
Killed it.
No. Gave it away to another family.
Oh, sure. All right.
They put him on a farm.
I was at the handoff.
That's what he said. Yeah. Oh, all right.
I was at the handoff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not the guy. He didn't
the
hand off.
Was with
hand it off to the guy who killed the dog.
No.
All right.
No, it was to a woman.
The way you described it.
Dumb bitch.
The dog bit you, and nice. I thought your dad killed the dog in front of you.
No. No, I got bit by... My dog bit me in the face twice.
Got it.
But before that, when I was but a young stud...
You almost killed yourself.
I accidentally...
Sorry, almost on the lie to himself.
I accidentally hung myself because I used to be like super into Westerns, and I was playing with like the blinds, and I was playing with the string and the blinds, and I wrapped it around my neck, and then my foot slipped off the edge of my bed, and I like...
Sure.
fucking
sure.
Swear to God.
This will make them pay attention to me.
Swear to I mean, I was too young to remember
I'm joining
it.
The
army. He's gonna fucking hug me.
But
I
my
swear to God.
My dad was like, my dad only found me because he was like, it's suspiciously quiet in there.
So your
I'm gonna
dad
go
found you
mid
act.
He found me accidentally
first
being
time Pat
hung.
Got erect.
I don't think.
just flying around the room.
Dangling from the ceiling,
full
fan.
Staff, dude. Fucking full staff flying around the room, just like.
It wasn't a ceiling fan, it was blinds for a window.
Oh, I thought you said ceiling fan. That's so much better.
Unhook me, father.
It was a static operation.
It was Aaron Hernandez himself.
I did, Aaron. Unintentionally, it was a complete accident. Child services were not.
That was not an accident.
So, that's the thing. That's what's crazy about like these near death situations that like you know kids get themselves into. It's like your dad being an adult in that situation. Right. So your dad's probably in his 30s, and his dumbass kid fucking hangs himself with a fucking
No, my dad was in his late 20s. He was my age.
Huh. That's what I'm saying. The older I'm getting, the more I'm in the age of my parents in the situation my child self got into, where it's like, if I was the grown adult and my kid did, like, hung himself, and you're like...
I'd be like...
Either this kid's... I bet your dad's more like, this kid's an idiot more than future. He is my kid is suicidal.
Wolfgang.
100%. Out of that situation, you're like, my kid may be dumb more than my kid is suicidal.
100%, but it's also, I've had the thought recently where I'm like, at my age currently...
Burn shit.
My parents had two kids, and I have two podcasts, and I definitely could not handle having a kid.
Kill Odd people. Future, Wolfgang, kill them all.
Yeah,
you guys are still talking about whatever the fuck Odd
kill them
future
all.
Is.
Don't give a fuck. Litter life, loiter squad, bit, butt fuck, bitch.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Odd Future, Wolfgang, kill them all.
It's their like tagline.
Well, it's fucking way too long. Why'd you say so many fucking things?
Kill people, burn shit.
That's
fuck
their
school.
Thing.
Kill that's people, a burn shit, fuck school. I don't like any of them.
I don't like. I don't. And
that's
I grew
not why you don't
and
like
I
anyone.
Like, I don't like Tyler the
I don't
Creator.
Know who I need
Pat,
anymore.
I'll be honest. I'll be the hipster in this situation. I don't like Tyler the Creator.
I know their names. I don't know. I know Earl Sweatshirt and Tyler the Creator. I never listened to one of their songs.
Eeyore's his best album.
Eeyore. Yeah. He named it after a fucking elephant.
No, he named it after the guy in Frankenstein.
That's Igor.
Yeah.
I-G-O-R. Igor. Oh, I thought you said Eeyore like the elephant.
No. No, not
what
like
are you looking
the,
at me for, bitch?
Not like the guy
who's
from...
a donkey.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh you're thinking of.
Oh, I am thinking of Winnie.
You drunk bitch. I had tall boys. Why'd you keep getting 12 ounces? I have,
I'm not just. I'm not going to break
any
more 16s.
I got more 16s, dude.
Brother. Bitch.
I brought 16s for you guys.
Well, I'm not just going to break into your cooler.
Drink
it 12s?
Yeah, please.
Assume. My dick's hard as shit.
I just grabbed
what
I was walking by.
Damn.
That's all.
I want to. I have like another... I probably got another four of 16s.
Each?
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
If you want it.
Jay.
I know. You guys haven't asked me any questions about me. Yeah, Breck?
We're about an hour and a half in.
Leave.
It's 11:30, bud.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have one of those 16. I'm not going to have another 16 ounce.
No
beer.
Shit.
No.
I'll probably, yeah, I guess
Rudy,
I'm going to finish mine.
Yeah.
Hit us with a would you rather.
Okay.
Yeah.
The final.
You got to break it up.
Oh, of tonight.
Okay. Yeah, the final of
I'm
tonight.
I'm going to have to start writing more again.
I'll suck. What?
Relax. We'll get there. All right, boys.
Have a beer. Sober up.
How
jeez. Get your wits about you.
Right?
Huh?
Huh? Not you, him.
Well,
shit on him.
All right. Would you rather wake up during surgery with full feeling or witness a murder and be culpable for it?
What? Be surgery. What for it?
Culpable.
What's
as in like accused?
Yes. You are.
Surgery.
I have to prove my innocence.
You have to prove your innocence. Surgery. Yes. Really?
Yeah. Murder. 100% murder.
Surgery.
What kind of surgery?
You would rather be accused of murder than feel somebody
wake
digging
up
around?
During surgery?
What kind
of surgery? Yeah, because I know I didn't do the murder.
A major surgery. One of the big ones.
You are opened up.
One of the big ones.
Like that Hayden Christensen movie?
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
Yeah.
I'm Darth Vader.
You're getting the full Darth Vader. You wake up. You wake up mid Vader.
Yeah.
That. Is she still alive?
No.
100%
surgery.
Murder.
You're going
surgery.
Murder?
Sir?
Murder.
You're going surgerer?
Good morning, crew. I am Jerry.
Nice.
But you're going to, do you think you're going to make it out alive? Like, if I woke up in the middle of a surgery, I'm probably going to die.
No. Something's gone horribly wrong.
You know what I mean?
No.
If I'm having an open heart surgery, I wake up in the middle of it, they're going to have to knock me out to save my
life.
One
could say your life is over if you're accused of murder.
But you can prove your innocence.
I'll rot in prison, at the very least.
I can give a description of the actual murder.
If I
witnessed it.
If I murdered somebody, and it's wishy-washy enough for them to be like, I don't know if he really did it, but we're putting him away. I'm not getting the chair, right?
I don't think they use that
anymore.
They're
not going to give me lethal injection unless it's like I'm an actual monster, right?
No.
So if I've been accused of killing somebody...
State.
And let's say
you have to murder like a political
figure.
And Pat,
let's say I prove my innocence.
I get to
sue the state for millions of dollars. I get to have a second act that's fantastic.
Yeah.
If I wake up in the middle of a murder, I'm in a fucking documentary talking about how fucked up my situation was at the surgery.
Yeah, that's true. You are in some clown's YouTube video if you wake up in the middle of a surgery.
Yeah, but what if you survive it and then you can sue the hospital?
Sue, Mary Sue.
So, all right. So that's the real question. What's
that's
the bigger settlement?
Point.
The settlement of they fucked me up during surgery and I woke up in the middle, the anesthesia didn't work, or I was wrongfully put into jail for murder. I didn't
exactly.
I still think
because the prosecution is going to have a grudge.
I still think wrongfully jailed because I'll be honest with you, I don't think prison is that. I mean, free food,
right?
Roof over your head.
Free sex.
And when you sue,
free clothes.
And when you sue, you're getting a ton of money anyways. So it's like you've kind of been just chilling for a bit, and then you cash in after.
Dude, but it's also I'm pulling on my wiener so much already. Is it really that big of a lifestyle change?
Right. Yeah, bud.
If I wake up in surgery, I'm going
to
do physical therapy.
You're pulling on someone else's wiener, dude.
No, there's no guarantee I get assaulted.
You're
talking rude? I think it'd be fine.
How tall are you, Pat?
5'9".
How much do you weigh?
Gay.
220.
Okay.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, 2025.
Right. I'm bigger than most assaulters.
You're 27?
Bigger than most assaulters.
I don't know if that's true.
Also, just fall right in with the white boys.
You're 27?
Are you going Aryan?
Well, in prison, you have to go with your race.
See,
you don't have a choice.
That's
the only way to survive.
That's what gets me fucked up is because they get my background. And I'm kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Why?
So I'm kind of a man without a country here.
Just be like, hey, no conjugal visits.
My wife is a woman of color. I can't be in the Aryan nation.
Your wife, not you.
Yeah, but you could be. African American.
It's like being a pedophile in prison. They're gonna find out what your background is. They're gonna beat the shit out of you.
So just go with the African American nation out of the gate.
They're definitely not gonna.
They're gonna be like, well,
they're definitely.
They're
the nation.
One could argue that they're probably not as happy about me marrying.
100% not.
You know what I mean? So
100% not. It
happens
maybe
the Latin
out
kings
in the real world.
Probably
all
Latin
right,
Kings.
Boys.
Latin
go
Kings.
With the Mexicans. I don't know.
Shout out Latin Kings.
Gotta,
shout out Latin Kings.
Shout out Eric and
sign?
Uncle Chris.
We got to sign.
We got to sign.
Off.
I got 8 ounces left.
Eight.
Tutti Frutti.
I'll give you guys 8 ounces.
Six.
Seven.
Six. Seven. Six.
I thought you were counting down. I fucking hate you.
Six. Seven.
6-7 is the worst thing you've ever brought onto this podcast. It's a plague amongst our society.
My life be like.
Worth it.
Bye.